Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, we revisit the apprenticeship period, that time in Barbados' history between 1834 and 1838, when, despite the enslaved people being officially freed with the passage of the Abolition Act in 1833, they were, for all intents and purposes, trapped in a semi-servile position within the plantation-based society. On this day, March 23, 1835, in an editorial in the newspaper The Barbadian, the apprentices were chastised for their behavior after the end of enslavement. Using recent comments by the then governor, Sir Lionel Smith, as the basis for his commentary, the writer lamented what was described as the bad conduct of the apprentice laborers in the island. The editor said that in the immediate aftermath of enslavement ended in August 1834, the newly freed people had behaved in a creditable manner in performing their duties to their former masters, now politely referred to in the newspaper as employers. However, apparently the behavior of many apprentices in the eyes of the island's authorities had deteriorated to such an extent as to be of concern to Governor Smith, and it compelled him to issue circulars to address this unwelcome behavior. The newspaper did not specify in what way the apprentices were misbehaving. It only said that some of the apprentices, quote, deviated from a line of conduct which made them an example worthy of being followed by their fellow laborers in the sister colonies, unquote. The governor used the circulars to demand that these ungrateful people, the newspaper's words, behave in a more becoming manner, and threatened that they would be subject to punishment if they continued with their practices. The writer advocated for tough penalties to be imposed on the bad behaving apprentices. It was suggested that they should be placed in solitary confinement as the most effective means of getting the apprentices to reform themselves. However, the writer also lamented that there were no treadmills in every parish. At that time, the treadmill was a device which was used to punish ex-slaves who refused to work or who otherwise ran afoul of the law. The person was strung up to a high bar by his or her wrists, and they continuously treaded on steps that worked a rotating drum. If they stopped treading at all, they suffered a painful blow to their shins. These complaints about the behavior of the ex-slaves recorded on this day, May 23, 1835, would recur throughout the apprenticeship period and beyond the end of the system in August 1838. The ex-slaves resisted the apprenticeship from the start and tried to find as many ways as possible to assert their rights, to exploit what they see as their new freedom. As throughout the other British Caribbean colonies, the apprentices in Barbados were determined to be free and to use this new freedom to improve their lives. This determination to be fully in charge of their lives and to control how they will work often placed them at odds with the authorities, who tried their best to maintain the status quo and to continue exploiting the labor of the freedmen even within what was now a new reality.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.